Amen. As you're being seated this evening, I want you to think about this just for a moment. You've got the disciples. You've got a whole host of people. In one of the Gospels, and I read all four of them a couple different times today, and even last night when I was trying to wrap my head around what God was trying to show me, there's one passage of Scripture, and it may have very well have been in Matthew. I'm going to go back over there and see it. It could have been in Matthew or Mark, but anyway, it said that the Lord had gone on, but then the people saw that he was going, and they rushed ahead before him, and they got there before he did. Let me see where it was at. Matthew... Yeah, in verse, it's actually in the book of Mark in chapter number 6, and it's in verses number 32 and 33. The Bible said that the Lord, they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And then the Bible said that the people saw them departing, and many knew him and ran afoot thither out of all the cities and outwent them, and they all came together unto him. Whenever it said they outwent him, it means they got there before he did. Why were they wanting to get there? They wanted to be there when the blessings started flowing again. They wanted to be able to be there when the Lord showed up and they had already seen the miracles. But I'm in my mind thinking about this young lad. He's just got his lunch, and I don't mean there's nothing special about this lunch. And you know, to this day, all these years later, I've never preached on these scriptures. It's kind of unique that I've not. I might have referenced them or mentioned them or something. I've heard other people preach on them, and I don't believe that it was any great fish. I don't think there's any substance to this fish. I think a boy's got him just a 5 hush puppies or little loaves of bread, whatever. They were small, and I think he had a couple fish, and I think that's all that he had. But whenever he was asked that question, what have we got? What have you got? The disciples quickly said, basically, we don't have anything. He's just a kid over here, and he's got his lunch. And what is that among so many? You could ask yourself, among so many, what am I? Who am I? But let me tell you this. The title of the message God's given me is, if you'll make much of him, he'll make much of you. So tonight I want to start right off by saying, why don't we start making much of God? My goodness, we've got the greatest thing that God could ever give anybody, Brother Steve. We've got Jesus Christ as our Savior. We've got a Savior that loves us. We've got a Savior that every time we meet, it's very rare that you come to Calvary Baptist Church that the Holy Spirit doesn't manifest His presence in here. And what a blessed place that is. And then I get to thinking about that little kid. Was he there with some of the others that were following because they had seen the miracle? Maybe he's just tagging along. He's the only one that seemingly got anything to eat. Maybe the rest of them had already ate their food and he just hasn't had his lunch yet. But whenever the question arises, what have you got? And that little young man says, all I've got's a couple of hush puppies, 5 hush puppies and a couple of fish. Brother, what is that among so many? Now, you got 5,000, and then you've got women, and you've got children. We're going to preach here in a minute. I'm just trying to set you a stage. And brother, somebody get me a lunch bucket. Chris, let me use your red Bible as a lunch bucket. This kid's carrying around a lunch bucket, Brother Tim. Maybe he's got a little pail. Maybe he's got it wrapped up in some kind of a little cloth. Maybe he's got it tucked into a little pack on his side. Maybe a sling across one shoulder and it's hanging down. And Simon Peter's getting a little hungry himself. And he looks there and says, well, what you got, son? He says, I just got my lunch. I got maybe 5 hush puppies left and a couple little fish in here. And he said, okay. Well, not even knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is getting ready to ask him just a short time from now, Peter, what y'all got? Simon, what have y'all got? Anybody got anything? He said, no, I ain't got anything, Lord, but old Preston over here, he's got a little something in his bag over there. But what is that among so many? Can you imagine then the Lord of all hosts coming up to that young man and said, let me have that. Now, you got thousands of people that are hungry and they're following him. And the Lord of hosts says, where's that lad's food at? What would that lad almost immediately, Miss Regina, what would that lad almost think? He said, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'd be thinking, wait, wait, what are you doing? What are you doing my lunch? We got a bunch of people back here that are starving to death. You're going to take my little lunch bucket of nothing? I've got just a few pieces of fish and just a few loaves of bread. And you're going to take my lunch bucket. I can only imagine what this young man would have thought in his heart, but I want you to hear what I'm saying tonight. Bless God, if you'll take the very things of God and you'll make much of those things of God, God will make much. I think about this church, for instance. I drive past church after church after church, and I'm not comparing us to other churches except that we're blessed. We are a blessed bunch of people. When I drive by those other churches and I see no cars in the parking lot, that means they're not having service. Or if I see one or two or three, that means that there's but a scant few people there at that service. And then I come over here, Brother Gwynn, and the church is, there's more people here tonight from Calvary than there was Sunday night from Calvary. And I thank God for y'all coming back. But it's like this, Brother Tim, when we make much of God and the things of God, God will make much of this church. And it'll be an outreach. It'll be a force to be reckoned with, Brother Danny, throughout the community. It won't just affect this little hub right here on Padro, but bless God, the word will go out over into Trap Hill where Nanny lives. It'll be down in Elkin. Brother Gwynn, it'll be over in the Oakwoods community. It'll be up in Perlier and McGrady. And bless God, it'll go down into Cricket. It'll go all over the place, Brother Kim. We got people now that drive off the mountain down here. We got people driving from Yadkinville up here. Bless God, if we will make much of God, God will make much of us. And that's what I'm trying to get across tonight. But I want to give you a few things. The first thing that had to happen, that young man had to do something. Bless God, that the rest of us, including your pastor, has got to get his head around. I've got to get not only my head around it, but Preston, I've got to get my heart around it. That young man had to do something, Brother Tim. And that's namely, he had to surrender his lunch over to that one. Bless God, that was needed. Bless God, we better surrender ourselves unto the one that has a need. Bless God, there's a little donkey tied to a stake down here. And he said, go get that donkey that never a man had ridden. He said, what in the world do you want that thing for? He said, you just tell them one thing. You just tell them this. The Savior hath need of it. He didn't tell him what was going to go on. He just said, you tell him that the Savior hath need of it. And there he comes, riding down from Bethany to Jerusalem on a little colt that never a man had ridden. Why? Because the Savior had need of it. Bless God, the Savior's got need of what you possess. The Savior's got need of what I possess. The Savior's got need of what this church has in its charge today, tonight. And bless God, if we will take much and make much of what God's got, he will take much and make much of what we've got if we just give it to him and let him do that. I believe that. This young man just had to surrender. He had to surrender that lunch bucket. He says, here it is. And whenever he hands that lunch bucket over, praise the Lord, look what happened. I'm talking about Brother Chris. He started multiplying it and blessing it. And as he blessed it, it's the meal and the barrel concept all over, but it's with a few fish and some bread. They get it out, more comes in. Get it out, more comes in. And over and over. But this kid had to surrender what little that he had. And then God made mention of it. And God made much of it. And bless God, I'm just wondering tonight. Flip with me real quickly over to the book of Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2. I want you to see this. So many times, bless God, we want the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. I do. And you, if you've ever been saved, Brother Bill, didn't you want him as your Savior? Didn't you want him as your Redeemer? Didn't you want him as your counselor? Didn't you want him as all that? When the book of Philippians said we got to do something else. And bless God, I believe it goes beyond confessing, because that young lad could have confessed and said, I've got some fish. He said, what have you got? He said, I've got some bread. He could have confessed it all day long. But bless God, to surrender and give it over to him, it's then saying, you're the Lord and I want you to have it because you can do with it what I can't do. Philippians chapter number 2. The Bible says in verse number 9, wherefore God hath highly exalted him, being Christ, and hath given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of the things in heaven, the things in earth, and the things under the earth. And listen to this. He said, and that every tongue should confess, what? That Jesus Christ, say that again, is Lord. You see, we want him a Savior. Oh, we want him as a sacrifice. We want him as that substitutionary lamb. We want him as our sacrificial death. We want him as our redeemer. But how many of us want him as a lordship over us? How many of us want him as our Lord? Bless God, we've got to have him as the Lord of our life. A Lord means that you do what the Lord bids you and what he promotes in your life. Bless God, must be done in your life. This young lad, he confessed him because he gave what he had. He could have simply have said, I've got some. That's admitting that you got something, but then to give it over to the Lord, it goes beyond. It goes into surrender. It's one thing to confess it, but it's another thing to surrender and say, Lord, I need you in my life. This lad could have simply said, why does he want my lunch? What's he going to give me something back? Is he going to pay me for it? He just trusted the Lord. Going back into our scriptures really quickly. The Bible said that Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a company. A great company coming to him. And he said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that we may eat, that these may eat? And they said, to prove him, or to test him, to challenge him. They said, to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And then Philip answered, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them. So the first thing that I opened up with this is, if you'll make much of him, he'll make much of you. And you say, well, what else, preacher? While you're in your Bibles, go with me over to the book of Luke just a minute. Luke chapter number... Let's go to Luke chapter number 5. Luke chapter number 5. And you said, that's not one of the parallel scriptures with this. No, it's another place, but I want to bring it in if we can. Folks, I want you to make much of his word. Us that were called to preach, what were we given? What was the charge unto us that were called to preach? To do what? Not Gwen Anderson's opinion. Your opinion is probably about like mine. It don't carry a whole lot of weight. My opinion really doesn't matter much. A lot of people think their opinion is weightier than others. You know, your opinion is not worth any more than anybody else's. The truth that your opinion might be wrapped around or based upon is, you, this scripture right here, this covenant says, we believe and we believe. You know what that belief is? That's an opinion. But it is an opinion based upon fact, because you can take scripture and back that covenant up. So whenever I say, if you'll make much of the word, you say, well, what? Shouldn't we just have a church built upon programs? Shouldn't we just have a church built upon events and youth groups and all this stuff? Is that what a church is supposed to be based upon? Youth groups and programs and social issues and all the things? No, this church is not supposed to be based upon any of that. It's supposed to be based upon that word. So I want you to do this. Read with me in the book of Luke, chapter number, or did I say Luke or Mark? It is Luke, chapter number 6 tonight. Chapter number 5 tonight. I'll get my head around it here in a minute. Bible says in verse number 1, it came to pass as the people pressed upon him. What? Why did they come? Are y'all with me? Chapter 5, verse number 1. They come to hear the word. And they stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and they saw two ships standing at the lake. The fishermen were gone out of them, washing their nets. And he entered into one of them, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. He sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. And let down your nets for a draw. And Simon answered and said, Master, we have toiled all the night, and we have taken nothing. Now I want you to hear these next few words. It says, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and the net brake, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, and they come to help them. And when they came, they both, the Bible said, and filled both ships that they began to sink. Why in the world could you toil all the night long and it seemingly do nothing? But bless God, at the very word of Christ, at the very word of instruction, he said, we've fished all the night long. We've labored and toiled. I can see them casting their casting nets, Brother Gwen. Over and over, they take the weighted ends of those casting nets, they pull it in, and that thing's got rock all around the edge, and they cast it back out there, and they heave it back in. And Brother Gwen, I believe it just like the scripture said, we've done that all the night long, and we've not even caught a fish, and you're telling us to launch back out into a little deeper spot, cast our nets on the right side of the ship, and that you're going to, and we're going to bring in some kind of a haul. Bless God, I like what it said. It said, we've done it all our way. We've done it all night long. But nevertheless, we're going to take you at your word. Bless God, if we make much of the word of God, he'll make much of us. And I believe we need to start taking him at his word. Bless God, if he's going to grow the kingdom, it'll be because of the preaching of the Bible. We can grow this church on families. We can grow it on programs. We can grow it on social issues. We can grow it on all this stuff, Brother Gwen. It ain't going to last. If we don't grow it based upon the preaching of the cross of Christ and take him at his word, we're going to grow it upon the wrong thing. Bless God, make much of his word. Bless God, and he'll make much of you. Preachers, preach. I mean, preach with boldness, Brother Chris. Don't hold back. Tell it like it is. Let the chips fall. If it's sin, it's sin. I mentioned this in the prayer room. We get up here, Miss Jan, and man, we browbeat abortion to death. But where's the preachers that'll say, wait a minute, something happened before the abortion, and that's called fornication. Nobody nobody's preaching against that anymore. Bless God. You won't even have an abortion. Bless God, except there's fornication. Why? Because less than 1% of the abortions that happen are coming from a married couple. The rest of them are from unplanned, unwed pregnancy. But bless God, you don't want to hear much about abortion. I mean, you don't want to hear much about fornication, but we want to stand up strong against abortion. We should stand strong against abortion. But bless God, something caused that abortion, and that was called infidelity. It was called fornication. It was called all kinds of lascivious deeds and action. Bless God, we are to make much of God's word, and then he'll make much of us if we'll do just that. Make y'all quiet tonight. His word's the most powerful force on the planet. Do y'all realize that? Do you realize that storms are calmed? Did you hear me? Storms are calmed at his word. Read your scriptures. Brother Joe, they toiled and tossed in the storms all night long while he's asleep down in the hinder part of the ship. They cry down there, "Master, carest not that we perish?" And he comes up there, Brother Jay. And what's he do? At his word, he just says, "Peace, be still." And all of a sudden, the wind and the sea just lays down at his feet. Storms in our lives do the same thing when we take him at his word. If we'll make much of his word, he will make much of us. The sick. How many of you have been sick, Brother Gary? You've been sick. How many of you have seen the sick in the Bible? Because of his word, they were made whole. The blinded eyes. Weren't we all blinded at one time, walking around blinded by the carnality and the sin that Satan had in front of us? Bless God, but he opens our eyes. And bless God, even as it were for blind Bartimaeus and others, he opens the scales of our eyes, bless God, that we can see. The blind can be made to see at his word. The dead, bless God, are raised at his word. He said, "Lazarus, come forth," at his word. What happened? Bless God, Lazarus, death had to let go. Lazarus got out of there. Bless God, dead are raised. Sick are healed. The lame can walk. The blind can see. What? At his word. We are to make much of his word. Because everything that he did in this scripture affects every single one of us in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Take him at his word. He said he's done it before. He'll do it again. He's no respect of person. He'll do it. If you'll make much of him, he'll make much of you. If you'll make much of his word, bless God, he'll make much of your testimony. Daily he loadeth us with benefits was one of the things that Brother Chris said in the prayer room tonight. If you'll make much of his blessings, he'll make much of the blesser. He is the greatest giver of all life. He's the giver. Good and perfect gift that comes from where? Comes from above. What would it be, Brother Tim, if we had our little fish and we had our little bread and we just hoarded it up? You know, I've seen something in Greg Wingler's y'all's Sunday school class. I've been watching. I hadn't said nothing, but I bought y'all's Bibles today, by the way. I ordered them today for you, so they'll be there. That Sunday school class is doing something. I commend you for it. Why? Because at his word, make much of his blessings, and he'll make much of the blesser. Here's what happens. Our Sunday school class is getting together some items and food and some sanitary things and some hygiene items and stuff. I don't know what all you're putting in them because I've not been going through your bags. But they do this and they send it back out into the community with them kids. Well, the class then said, some of them approached me and said, "Pastor, can the church buy some Bibles? Can we put some Bibles?" Praise God. What's better to put in there than a can of pork and beans? Bless God, put a Bible in there. Don't just feed their hungry belly. Feed their hungry soul. You say, "Well, they ain't going to read that." Bless God, that you put that word of God in there. Somebody going to pick it up somewhere. You say, "What's that all about?" Bless God, the blessings, Brother Tam, that go into those bags that y'all are giving out. Bless God, it's going to go out there. And I truly believe it'll find a lodging place. They're going to get into that food. I promise you. They're going to get into that bag to see what's in that bag. And when they do, bless God, let them come across an old King James Bible. Why? Because, bless God, if they'll make much of the blessings of God, God will take that blessing and he'll take it, bless God, and he'll bless the one that give it and he'll bless the one that receives it. I promise you that, my friend. How many times have you tried to do something, Brother Kippy, to be a blessing to somebody? Bless God, the blesser of all blessers blesses you, and you walk away with a blessing. Whenever you say, "I'm just trying to be a blessing to you," and I'm the one that comes out being blessed. Preacher, how many times you go to the sick bed of somebody? You just go by there, try to encourage them, and then you come out of there with tears rolling off your face. You walk out of there, you're the one that got the blessing after all the struggle and all the turmoil, whatever was in their life. Bless God, you just went by to be a comfort to them. Next thing you know, you're the one that got the blessing for it. Can I tell you, marriages are fixed. Lives are healed. Lives are changed. Families are put back together. All by making much of God. I'm going right back into our scriptures tonight. John chapter number 6. We're going back in there. The Bible said, to make the men sit down. Some of this passage, and I've read all four of them, so I can't rightly tell you which one of them said. Some sat down in groups of 50, others in 50s and hundreds. But I want you to show you something here. When we come in here to church, y'all see how y'all are kind of sitting right now? Everybody sitting erect and upright, paying attention for the most part. Have you ever seen any YouTube videos where everything just seems out of sort? I mean, they're rolling down the floor. I'm not talking about kids rolling. I'm talking about the adults jumping around, bouncing around, rolling around in the floor. They're speaking in tongues, and they're falling out, and they're passing out, and preachers are hitting them, and they're falling over, and they're waving his coat and wiping out the whole side over here. There's an order to the things of God. He said, you make them to sit down in the grass. He said, put them in groups of 50. I believe it was in order. I believe the Bible says to let all things be done decently and in order. You know why I'm Baptist? Because the Baptist doctrine, the Baptist faith lines up as close to that book as anything. You say, well, what if one of the other ones did that? I'd be one of them. I would. If I found something that lined up a little closer to something else, Brother Steve, I'd be one of them. You say, well, you believe in laying on of hands. Don't the Pentecostal, only the Holies believe that? I don't believe that Gwen Anderson or myself, either one, has got any power in our hands. That's the difference. You've got some people that take that upon themselves, and only that man's got the power, so they come bring people to him. This man don't hold the power. He knows the one that does, and we just take the word, and we just take him at his word, and we do what the word says. And I've heard people say, well, you're a Baptist preacher, but y'all still do that laying on of the hands and still anointing with oil and stuff. Yes, they say, well, you're not even Baptist. You're this or you're that. We're probably Baptist or something, brother. You do that, don't you? Still believe in anointing with oil? I still do, too. But people, well, I don't know. People are just funny like that. They'll label us one thing or another anyway. The Bible said he make the men sit down. There was so much grass in the place, so the men sat down, the number about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. The disciples, to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. He said, what else are you going to preach about tonight? I'm just about done tonight. Make much of his blessings. I want to take this tonight and just kind of finish up right here just a minute. If you'll make much of the blessings of God, he will then give you more blessings. How about the parable of the talents? He gives each one a certain measure of talent. And what did they do? One buried it. So I want it to be there when you come back. Here's where he found it. Other ones took and invested and used it. And what happened? It brought forth a great return. Those bags will be a great return. That little tribute token of money that we spend on the King James Bibles, it'll pay us back off in great dividends because souls will be saved. Many of y'all were not here the night that Brother Larry Key preached this message. But to sum up this whole thing, we make much of God. God makes much of us. I'm going to use Brother Larry Key tonight. I wish he was here so he could tell it for himself. How many of y'all remember Brother Larry Key preaching on the message, don't waste your blessing? Here's for you that weren't here, because most of you weren't here. He preached about don't throw away your blessings. And he took us to a place, Brother Tam, never seen it more pointed or more vivid in my whole life. He said, church, you people put your money into these offering plates. You give God, you go out and you work. And as you work, God blesses. You get a paycheck. You take the paycheck and you give the blessing. You give the tithe, the tenth off. You get that. You give the tithe and the offering. It goes in this plate. This money then goes into a central bank. And that bank then has the funds of Calvary Baptist Church. Out of those funds, we then send money to pay the light bill, the power bill, the air conditioning bill, the heat bill. But we also send money to put Brother Larry Key in a prison. We give him $500 a month, every month, to get him on the road, help him go where he's going. He's got 72 other churches just like us. Not that they all give him $500, but they all support him. You said, so where are you getting that, preacher? Here's what Brother Larry said. He said, I take that money that these churches, us included, give me. He said, I take it very seriously. And he said he was on the road somewhere. I don't remember exactly where he was at. It's neither here nor there where he was at. He said he saw a homeless man outside. Just bear with me. You've already heard it. You've heard it. He said, but I saw a homeless man sitting outside. And he goes inside and he buys a cup of coffee. and he buys two biscuits. And he takes those biscuits out there. It's the twofer special. Being a good steward of God's money, he goes in and buys the twofer special. McDonald's has always got it. It's twofer, whatever. You got two bacon, egg, and cheese for $4 or two, whatever. He goes and buys two of the daily special and a cup of coffee and takes it out to the man that's sitting out there on the outside, the homeless man. He goes back in and he's sitting at his table now. Brother Larry just sitting there, told the man the Lord loved him and I think give him the food and a Bible tract, gospel tract. And he goes back in and sits down. He's watching out the window. He's got his eye on the homeless man. Brother Joe, he said he sees the homeless man take the cup off his coffee and sip the coffee. Then he opens up one of the wrappers and he pulls the top off the biscuit and he sees what it is. Somebody help me here. What did he do? He put the top back on the biscuit. He got the wrapper and he crumbled it up. And there was a trash can over there. He threw it over toward that trash can. And then he proceeded to do the same thing. He opened the other biscuit that Brother Larry had just bought with money that we just give. The money that you worked for, that I worked for, that tithed and labored and gave. And the money, the process, the flow goes this direction. We work. God gives us health, strength. We get up. We go to work. We work. We tithe off the income. We give it to Brother Larry, send him on the prison road. Larry's got to eat while he's out there. He stops. He's going to help a homeless man. The homeless man took that biscuit with the money that the Lord did give, threw the second one toward the trash can. Larry said it was all he could do just to keep from getting up and going out there and beating the man to death. Why? Because he threw away his blessing. Now, I wonder how many of us could be guilty of that. I told you, if you'll make much of God, he'll make much of you. If you'll make much of his word, he'll make much of you. If you'll make much of his blessings, he'll make much of you. But I wonder how many of us are just like that homeless man. We've sat back, and brother, we cherry pick it. We open the wrapper of whatever that it is that's on our plate. Knocking on doors, well, I couldn't do that. Inviting somebody to church, telling somebody about a Bible camp, telling somebody about Jesus. We unwrap whatever that is. It's on our lot today. It's on our plate today, brother. This is our blessing today. God's given us this day to use. Let's use it for good, not for evil. Let's use it for a blessing and not a curse. Let's use it for life and not for death. Let's use it for light and not for darkness. Let's use this today that God has given us for a purpose, a benefit to God. But I think sometimes we unwrap that gift. That's why it's called a present. It's the now. It's the present. I think sometimes we unwrap it and we look at that. And it's not what we hoped it was. It's not what we thought that it was. And because of that, I think, Brother Tam, we take the four corners of our gift for that day. And we just wad it up and we discard it. Why? Because it's not what I wanted. It's not what I thought that it was going to be. Brother Chris, not everybody's going to pastor a church. Some are going to go into prisons just like Larry Key did. Some are going to be evangelists. Some are going to be missionaries. Some are going to do this. Some are going to do that. And then even us that are sitting on the pew, the lay people, Brother Tam, you've got a gift. Every one of y'all have got a gift. I know you do. Steve, use that. And when you unwrap whatever God's blessed you with today, say, God, how do you want me to use this today? Don't just wad it up, throw it away. That young lad said, all I've got is two fish and five pieces of bread. He said, what is that? The disciples said, what is that among so many? I tell you what it is. It's a blessing in the hand of Almighty God. We sing that old song up in the choir, little as much if God is in it. I believe little is much, Brother Kippy. If God's in it, he can take a redneck country boy just like me and let me preach his word. Chris, he can take you have a high school degree, a diploma, but yet, bless God, he used you Monday night to reach a lost boy in Alexander County. That boy won't have to die and go to hell now because you were obedient to that call. As we stand over the house tonight, Miss Debbie, honey, if you just come.